Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by...
David Plyler. I'm a senior music specialist and concert producer.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us. We are talking with David because the Library of Congress is commissioning 10 new music pieces that are inspired by, you know, the whole COVID pandemic, and they will be rolling them out on the website as well as social from June 15th through the 26th. So thanks so much for joining us, man.
A pleasure to be here.
Okay, so before we get into the individual pieces, let's overview it a little bit for our listeners. How did you guys come up with this idea? You know, explain how it's based on the Giovanni, how do you say it, Boccaccio?
Yeah, Boccaccio. Well, part of the issue is that, you know, everybody's been facing right now is how do you present music at a time when nobody can get together to listen to live music? And Concerts from the Library of Congress has been around since 1925, and we've had interruptions to our series before, but nothing like this, of course, just like it's, you know, everybody's being terribly affected by this. So we were trying to find a way to still fulfill our mission of getting music out to people for free. All of our concerts are free to the public. And one of the things that we do in addition to presenting concerts is we commission works. We've commissioned over 600 works since 1925. And so we thought, well, we might be able to do that on to produce some short scale works of about 1 to 3 minutes each from a variety of composers from all around the country and pair them up with a different performer and have them kind of do this socially distanced music that they put together, and then we put the recordings out so that people can listen to them. So that was the kind of the origin of it. We're trying to find a way to make this work. And the connection to Giovanni Boccaccio is that he wrote a work called the Decameron in the 14th century, and this was set during the time of a kind of a major episode of the plague, basically. And it involved 10 people who left the cities. They'd go kind of be together in the countryside. They would tell each other stories over the course of 10 days. So you'd have 10 stories per 10 days, and so you'd have 100 stories in the whole work. And it's surprisingly modern. It's a very interesting thing to read nowadays, especially in light of what's going on. And so it seemed a perfect match for now. So we could have 10 different people tell us each a story in their own way.
I love it, especially, you know, how you tie the historical context in there with the plague and now COVID. It's history repeating itself in a way. Let's go into the 10. Let's run through them as, you know, we'll go in order as I have them here on the list.
So the first event will be on Monday the 15th, and this is by composer Damian Sneed, performed by pianist Jeremy Jordan. And this new work for solo piano is entitled Sequestered Thoughts. And Damian had this to say about the piece. Sequestered Thoughts was inspired by spending many days alone in solitude during the COVID-19 pandemic of spring 2020. It opens with a virtuosic fluttering in the right hand juxtaposed against a strong and determined left-hand motif speaking to the many meandering thoughts that come to one when they find themselves devoid of human interaction and fellowship. He goes on to say a bit more about what you can hear in the piece. And it's a shorter work. It's about a minute and a half long, but he covers a lot of ground in it. So it's a very exciting opening to our series.
Great.
One of the cool things about it is that Jeremy Jordan was able to pull off a two-camera shoot with two phones while in this situation of being by himself.
Cool, man.
On Tuesday the 16th, we will have a new work by Richard Drehoff Jr. performed by Andrew Nogle. Andrew's from the Grossman Ensemble, which is based in Chicago, and we had a partnership with several different ensembles that are helping to promote these events. Richard's piece is called Shadow of a Difference, Falling. It's for solo oboe. And this piece is a series of moments based around the idea of the proverbial bird beating its wings against its newfound cage and trepidation. Each impulse provides insight into its fragile disposition, venturing from moments of cautious curiosity through forlorn wails and futile exertions to a melancholy resignation of its confinement. The work exposes the bird's vulnerability by exploring blurred inflections of pitch, unsteady and ever-wavering sweeps across registers, and sharp juxtapositions between timid and rash gestures. That's in the words of the composer.
Cool.
On day three, we have a new work by Mia Masaoka, and this is by going to be performed, a new solo cello work called Intuit, A Way to Stay in This World, being performed by Catherine Bates of the Del Sol String Quartet. And Mia has this to say about the work. She's trying to find a way to balance contemporary practice and dynamic range and tone color within a solo cello work. And she says, just as this musical balance is negotiated, so is the balance of our lives in lockdown. This piece is a positive and optimistic hope for a way to be present in the outside world of lockdown and a wish to find a healthy balance between our own interiority and the outside world, which under such extraordinary circumstances, we seek relief. So on the fourth day, Thursday, June 18th, we have another independent artist, Jenny Lin, is going to be performing a new piano piece by Cliff Eidelman. Cliff Eidelman is probably best known as the composer of the soundtrack for Star Trek VI. So you may have, The Undiscovered Country, you may know that one. He writes that in the spirit of the Boccaccio project, he reflected on the times we all are collectively living through, and with this music, I found myself yearning toward a day when the world would all cross the bridge back into life. He went through a number of different processes in this exploration, and so his piece kind of pulls all these different things together, and he sees these as bridges to where they came together. So it's kind of an interesting sectional work. On the fifth day, we have something quite different. This is a solo flute piece by Aaron Rodgers, composer Aaron Rodgers, called Hello World. And this one is performed by another Aaron Lesser of the Wet Ink Ensemble. And this video actually has some color manipulation in the video. That's a kind of a neat thing to view. So it'll be something quite different. This is what Aaron Rodgers has to say about the work. Orbiting a sonic portal to the outer world, a flutist self-arranges within a mirrored video frame. The face-to-face encounter sets the scene for introduction, reintroduction, and exploration. On the sixth day, we have, this is Monday, June 22nd, we have a new work by Luciano Chiesa, who is an Italian composer who lives in the U.S., who actually got stuck in California while visiting somebody, and lives in New York, and so he was stuck there for several months before he was able to get back because of the pandemic. He wrote a new work for solo viola for Charlton Lee, who's also with the Del Sol String Quartet. He writes a lot about what was supposed to be a pleasant week-long California visit bizarrely lasted two full months. And so he speaks about what it was like to live with these kind of forced, a new forced family that had to put up with him for that period of time, but they took care of him well. And so it's an interesting piece. And actually another interesting thing about that video that we hope people will see is that it involves twine that's wrapped around some of the strings that obscures some of the music for a while as this twine slowly unravels as the piece progresses. So it's a very interesting piece to watch and really beautifully played.
Thanks.
On Tuesday, June 23rd, we have our seventh event, and this is by pianist Daniel Pesca of the Grossman Ensemble by composer Aaron Travers. And Aaron Travers' work is called Olcott Park, and basically this work is about a new experience that he's having with a park that he used to take his children to and to take pictures of birds and whatnot that is now becoming a kind of a source of stress because of the people who are around it trying to take advantage of the outdoors but not being careful about what they're doing. And so it's not really as safe a place as it once was, but yet it has this sort of residual beauty that he hopes to be able to return to one day. This is another beautiful work for solo piano.
Cool. And then what about Wednesday, June 24th?
Yep. Wednesday, June 24th, we have a new work for solo cello by Ashkan Batsadi called Lobelia. And this is for Mariel Roberts, who is also of the Wedding Ensemble. And Ashkan writes about this work. In Lobelia, we are observing the fragile and solitude expressivity of the performer singing to herself in searching for a forgotten melody of a past collective memory.
Okay. And then Thursday, June 25th.
Almost there.
Yeah, man, you're doing great.
I'm hoping I'm going to pronounce names correctly. On Thursday the 25th, we have a new piece by Nilufar Nurbakhsh that's going to be performed by Janina Norpoth of the Public Quartet. This new piece is called A Shared Solitary, and I haven't seen it yet, but this one involves some electronics as well as the solo violin. And I should mention that one of the cool things about this project is that we will be getting, in some cases, the handwritten manuscripts of the composers to put into our collection. And here's what Nilufar has to say about the piece. Over the course of the piece, a delay line becomes less and less distant as the texture becomes fuller, culminating into a collective sound. A shared solitary attempts to resurface the fact that we are all going through this together all over the world, even though we might not be able to physically see it.
Great. And then the last one.
The final event is a new work by Allison Loggins-Hull with her compatriot in the group Plutronics, Natalie Ayushin. And Natalie is performing as a solo flutist, but also has a vocal part. And it's a really beautiful piece that's just quite different. Here's what Allison had to say about it. Have and Hold was commissioned by the library, and it reflects the desire to be near others during an extended period of social distancing and isolation. Personally, I have realized that being around people and experiencing life with them not only brings me great joy, but fuels my energy, creativity, and spirit. This piece is truly dedicated to all of the people in my life who I miss dearly and long to be near again. I would say that in general, all of these pieces are deeply personal and not the same as every other piece that these composers have written before. And so I think for that reason, they're, it's going to be quite fascinating to see just in this short span of time, these different journeys that these composers have taken and performers.